finished here. And in the second session, we will sit down at about 4. There are so many Swamiji disciples. We will offer their offerings in the lotus feet of Swamiji, and they will glorify. Now it is 12, so I want to finish this session here. In evening we will tell everything, but I want to say something that Swamiji ka parichay हमारे गुरुजी के साथ में उसी समय हुआ जबकि उन्होंने 1923 या 24 में उन्होंने श्रील प्रभुपाद जी से हरिनाम लिया. हरिनाम, आई नो दैट व्हेन श्रील स्वामी जी अभयचरण प्रभु first met with Srila Prabhupada in 22. So 92 he met with Srila Prabhupada. He was so intelligent and influent English speaker, and told that you are everything of this company. इसके बाद में उस कंपनी को यही चलाते थे, किंतु कुछ दिनों के बाद में मैं स्वतंत्र रूप से अपनी कंपनी बना करके बिजनेस करूँगा, ऐसी उनकी इच्छा हुई. ही वांटेड दैट आई शुड डू फ्री इंडिपेंडेंट, आई डोंट वांट टू सर्व एनीवन. सो ही बिगन स्टार्ट ए न्यू बिजनेस ऑफ मेडिसिंस. ही मेड ए कारखाना की रे फैक्ट्री एट इलाहाबाद एंड ही बिगन टू ऑर्गेनाइज इट. ही वाज टेलिंग टू मी एट इन 1954 और शॉन दैट व्हेन आई वाज इनिशिएटेड बाय प्रभुपाद आई सॉ ए श्लोक इन श्रीमद्भागवतम जस्या जदा जस्या अनुग्रणामी हरिष्ये तद धनम शनै. टू होम आई गिव शेल्टर, टू होम आई टेक फर्स्ट देयर ऑल वर्डली थिंग्स, एवन मनी, एवन एवरीथिंग. सो आई वॉज फियरिंग आई हैव टेकन शेल्टर इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ गुरु एंड गौरांग एंड श्री राधा विनोद बिहारी जी. सो आई वॉज फियरिंग एंड दैट फियरिंग कैम ट्रू. ही लॉस्ट हिज बिजनेस. जो कोई भी बिजनेस करना चाहते वही बिजनेस फेल हो जाता. क्या माने? इट फेल बिकॉज कृष्ण हैज नॉट ब्रॉट हिम टू डू एनी बिजनेस, वर्ल्डली बिजनेस नहीं लाए थे. At last he became penniless and he came to Mathura being penniless. No business, nothing. His wife and children had kya unko ghar se nikal diya tha. They have rejected from their homes, kicked out that go at once out of home. You are worthless, you cannot do anything, you cannot make money, so you are a useless person. You are not a person to be a husband or a father. I requested him. At the same time, our Guru Maharaj came at Mathura. I told my Gurudev, requested that if he will try, he may take sannyas, renounce order, and he may preach here and there. So I requested himself personally, and Gurudev also told him that you are a very bona fide Vaishnava and your English is so well, and you can do, preach everywhere. So he at once was, he accepted this proposal and he took sannyas there. After that he went to preach to Agra, Jhansi, Delhi, and after that he made a proposal to go to Western countries. He told me that even a man, even a student, even a, any person in Western countries will want to take flesh, eggs and wine, I can arrange for them, manage to give them. But only for only one, ek hi shart rahegi. Only one condition, that you will have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. I told him that why you will serve them all these things. He told that I know that by chanting Hare Krishna, by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Shigoru, in no time, very quickly, they will change their all habits, bad habits, and they will be very bona fide Vaishnava. So he told that I will go to Western countries, I will try to make hosting rooms, messes and all other things, and I will try to preach abroad. When he was ready to go in Western countries, I was with him in Delhi. He took only a very little old Gita, old and torn covers, and three volumes of Srimad Bhagavata, to whom he has translated, and one Chaitanya Charitamrit, old book, one kartal, nothing else, not single paisa, anything, no farthing at all. He was at that time akinchan niskinchan. He told that, you should help me. I told them, how can I help you? Oh, you should send my all books which are here to navigation, India navigation through, and you can say anything which I will tell you to help. He went to America. He first came, went to where? Boston. And from there to New York.
Pennsylvania.
And from Second Avenue, he wrote me so many letters, about 150 or more than that. He wrote me that I was singing on the garden in the park, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta Binda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. So many happy assembled there. They were drinking and marrying. With their instruments, they began to do nitya,
dance,
and sing the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. And they were offering me, oh, you should take this wine bottle. So he made hippies happy. At once they become happy. I know that some of them are still in ISKCON, pure Vaishnava and Vaishnavi. I think Shyam Rani was one of them, the first. And Satsarup Maharaj and all, so many I know. So he did miracle in no time, all these things. He told so many things, but only I am telling here his last day's remembrance to me. We will discuss it all in evening session from 4. You should all try to come in next session. I think that we are sitting with him here. He's laughing and hearing our all talks and he's seeing that who are here. I'm seeing that he is sitting and he's laughing and he is smiling, seeing or all these things. The photo is also, this picture shows that he is laughing. And he told that just in evening, in what night he was ready to go to his Prabhu, he called me, I went there. He took my hands in his hands and began to some weep. Tears were full of in his eyes, and he told that मैं आपसे क्षमा चाहता हूँ और अपने गुरु भाइयों से भी क्षमा चाहता हूँ. I want that you should excuse me and tell my all God brothers that they should excuse me. I told that why? He told that I have done something, mistake. And now I realize this, that I have told so many things which was not to be told. So you should kindly tell my this thing to my all God brothers. Why he repented there? He had told something, and it was not a very good, big thing, but yet he wanted to be excused that my God brothers, they don't do bhajan. They cannot preach, he told to them. Why he told? To make them so energetic and to cheat them. Because they were at that time in very low stage and newcomers. Any guru can tell to his disciple, no harm. But yet he felt, because they thought that their disciple thought, oh, he is telling true. That our God brothers are not doing any preaching, not doing bhajan. Actually, they are sitting and taking mahaprasad. Only that. And that is why he inspired me to go to Western country and to show that a little spark has come and preached so much. उन्होंने इसी दिखलाने के लिए ये कहा, ये देखो एक छोटा सा बच्चा, एक छोटा सा स्पार्क यदि कर सकता है तो पूज्य पाठ श्रीधर महाराज जी, बन महाराज जी, गुरु महाराज जी और सब ये लोग बैठ करके खाने वाले नहीं थे. ये लोग विश्व ब्रह्मांड का उद्धार करने की शक्ति रखते हैं. इन चीज़ों को अभी भी ये लोग समझते हैं कि केवल हम ही लोग प्रचार करते हैं. और इसका यह फल हुआ देयर गॉड ब्रदर्स सीनियर वैष्णव actually they are very sincere. And that is why they are not happy now. They are thinking that they should not be in one class forever. They should not only distribute only books, but they should open the book and they should see what is in behind them. And they should take it all. And they should be established in teachings. He does not want that books should be only distributed and after that they should be given to see. Wo nahi chahte the. He wanted that all the books, they should read all and see what is in them and to accept them. And then become pure Vaishnava. If they are pure Vaishnava, why they are now quarreling and going all to hell? Why? Because they are not reading their books. They don't want to follow him. They are not going to please Swamiji, but now they are want to please themselves. That is the robe behind them. That is why he told me that you should help me. I have taken so many newcomers, and you should help them. He told in the words that I am shaming, I have shame to tell this thing. He told that I have brought so many monkeys from Western countries. This is same wording. You should help. I was in dilemma. Dilemma means? I was in a dilemma. They are taking that I don't want your help. We don't want your help. But their Gurudev tells me, orders me, that you should help them. What should I do? I should carry the order of these disciples or Swamiji. I thought that I must carry the orders of Swamiji, not to them. So I should help, whether they want or not. I must help them. So we will try to speak in evening session because time is over. We are now doing aarti, and after that aarti we will offer our Pushpanjali, and then Mahaprasad we will serve. Gaur Premanande, Swami Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj ki. This appearance day, Gaur Premanande.
Bhog Suri Arati habe na, Prasad Lekha Arati habe. Bhog Suri di Arati kara habe?
Na, emni Arati kar do, ta pare Surya diyo, ta pare amre Pushpanjali.
No,
Arati kar do. So many things I remember to speak. In evening I will. So many things. Those who want to take these pictures, they can take pictures.